Welcome back to After Hours with me, Rick Kogan. This Wednesday night, I'm going to be doing one of the my favorite things in the world to do. I am emceeing the Facet Screen Gems benefit, which benefits Facet's Multimedia, which is run and was founded by my dear friend Miloš Stelic. Miloš, how are you?
Great, Rick. Great to be here.
Well, it's always Pardon me?
Thank you so much for doing it. It really couldn't exist without you because you are really the pillar.
Well, that's very nice. But I, you know why I do it? Because one of the things that Facets does, and I really do want you people, if you cannot go to the Benefit Wednesday, I know it's a little short notice, I want you to go to facets.org to see what they do. Because one of the things you do, Miloš, which is one of the reasons I do this every year, not just to see you and some other nice people, mostly you, is that Facets does what I consider one of the most important outreach efforts in all of Chicago by taking for children. Talk about that.
Well, you know, children today live in an image-driven universe, and they have absolutely no tools given to them to be able to navigate that complicated and sophisticated image-saturated universe in which they live. So what we try to do is to give kids the tools to be able to navigate that universe, to be able to look at what they see critically. And we do it by immersing them in a series of film camps, by going to schools, many of them in the inner city, to do documentary workshops, to teach kids animation, so they can really learn critical thinking of how to make films, how to understand what they're seeing, and how to be able to become team workers, leaders, storytellers, effective communicators, and independent thinkers.
You know, one of the things that occurs to me, and I know you and I have talked about it a lot, Miloš Stelic of Facets, is that kids are these days awash in all sorts of images that are mostly commercialized, that are driven down their throats. And at Facets, what you do, and what I have enjoyed more than anything about Facets in general and your benefit in particular, is it getting a chance to see the unbelievably creative work that is being done for and by young people around this planet. No, these movies are not the biggest $100 million blockbuster, but I find them vastly more creative and important. Am I naive, Miloš?
No, I mean, there are filmmakers, you know, around the world. There are countries, first of all, which invest very heavily into children's film production and take it very seriously. But there are filmmakers around the world who really try to make films that engage kids, that perhaps make them laugh, but in any case also make them think. So they're not films that they're not messages that are being shoved as you down kids' throats, but they are films which engage their own creativity, their sense of judgment, posit questions which are perhaps ethical questions, moral questions, ways to get kids to think through film and to be able to understand and broaden their universe instead of this narrow casting, which is very manipulative.
Yeah. I mean, I think the things I have seen are not manipulative. They're rather thought-provoking. And what you do at Facets is help that whole thought process to take it from a thought provoked into something real and tangible. The young Fiona Kogan spent time taking the summer camp at Facets, and it changed her life.
Well, you know, I said to you at the time, I think that you should become her executive producer, which means, of course, her financier.
So yes. Which also means I would be the worst executive producer in the history of children's films or of Hollywood. Guy can barely balance his own checkbook. But I have seen through the years and the Facet Screen Gems benefit is this Wednesday night, and you can get information about that at facets.org. But you can also, facets.org is one of the great resources in this country, as far as I'm concerned. And it's always growing. And you do, Miloš, one of the things that has ever intrigued me and warms my heart, and you mentioned it, that you go, You will bring films to inner city classrooms where these kids, in many cases, and I know this for a fact, they don't have libraries, they don't have librarians, they don't have crayons, they don't have anything. What's that experience been like for you?
Well, what happens to these kids, first of all, is somebody is listening to them and believing in their creative ability and their creative spirit. Second of all, someone is also challenging them and giving them the tools to self-expression. Third of all, they're working in teams with other kids, so there's a whole question of interdependency because there's only one object that those kids have in mind, which is to make a film which tells a collective story in which they jointly decided upon. So, and we start this, publicly for this series of film camps, which we've expanded this year. There are 7 of them, not just in Chicago, but also in Lake Forest and in Lyle, Illinois, for the first time in the western suburbs. Plus, we're doing specialty camps like an animation film camp, a Hitchcock film camp, in which they're going to learn how to make a scene from a Hitchcock type film.
Oh, wow, fantastic! Yeah,
and in the classrooms in these 10-week sessions, which are in the Chicago public schools mostly, the kids really go from learning what film is, what is the shot, what is the role of lighting, what are the differences in sound, what role does music play in film. So they really understand the components, and from that they go towards storyboarding, writing, and creating their own films. Sometimes they're documentaries, and they really have a profound effect. For example, we had kids in a Lawndale school do a documentary. The question of which was, why is school lunch so bad? That was a spiritual question.
That's great.
But through that process of actually really interviewing and finding out, they really found the complex process that goes into creating school lunch. How little time there is, how little money there is, how the dietary restrictions, the whole question about allergies. So all of these kinds of ways of deconstructing and figuring out are skills which you can really transfer to almost anything else in life.
Milos, you were the greatest. Milos Štelić on the phone, the founder and still the director of Facets Multimedia. Go to Facets. I'm not going to insult you by spelling Facets. Facets.org to please come to the benefit Wednesday night. But if not, see what they do and get on board because it is changing lives across this area for the better. Milos, I'll see you Wednesday night. Thank you so much.
Look forward to it.
Thanks. Me too, pal. Me too. It's one of the great events in Chicago and one of the great institutions in this country.